Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 Soul Purpose and Healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. I'm so thrilled you're here. My name is Jennifer Longmore. I'm your host, and you can learn more about me at www.souljourneys.ca, where we've got lots of exciting things going on in the Soul Journeys world and at Soul Purpose Central. And today I'm super excited to announce a very dear friend and sweet angel, Lisa Walker, who is just amazing. She is a mother, life coach, international speaker, author, world changer, visionary, you name it. She is it. She is always trying to make a positive impact with many, many people. She empowers people to live their truth and carry a divine light and power that allows them to be greater than they ever could have hoped for or imagined. So her mission in life is to extend this message to the ends of the earth, to touch lives, and to insist in empowering the masses to recognize the truth. And Lisa has an extensive speaking and coaching career. She's received high praise from some of the greatest speakers in our world today. And she's also taught many classes and workshops on Napoleon Hill's material, as well as teaching others to unleash their full potential and live their best life. So it only seems fitting that she's joining us on Soul Purpose Central today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce the Lisa Walker. Welcome, Lisa. Perhaps we've dropped Lisa off the line for a moment. So while we're waiting for
Jen,
Lisa.
Jen, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I accidentally hit a button that I've never used on my phone before. I am so sorry. I was saying how thrilled I am to be here, but you just couldn't hear me.
I thought maybe it's just the energies of Mercury retrograde already at play with us and screwing up our communication. It's all good. Working all good. In crisis for many years, I've learned how to just go with the flow. So this is nothing. So, Lisa, my dear.
Yes.
There may be some people on the line right now tuning in who are not familiar with you. So could you give us a nutshell about who you are and what you're here to share on the planet?
Absolutely. My journey starts about 3 years ago. I was suffering from severe depression. My life just was not what I had thought it would be at age 37. And I, you know, ever since I was a child, I knew that I was here on this earth for greatness. But I also battled feeling like I was a nothing, a nobody, my whole life. So I just had this conflict going on within me, and about 3 years ago, I stumbled upon Napoleon Hill, his material, and I just had this voracious appetite to learn everything I could about the power of thinking and creating. And from that moment on, I began the greatest journey of my life, besides being a mother, and I just started doing these crazy things that I never thought I could do, like, you know, standing on a stage in front of hundreds of people and sharing an inspiring message, and little by little it just kind of grew and grew, and I'm having the time of my life. It hasn't always been an incredible fun journey. I learned along the way that things don't always happen according to your plan, but with every failure, if you can brush yourself off and get right back up and keep going, that there's a higher power out there that's looking out for you. And anyway, I have so many great things in my life happening right now as far as business and my world-changing activities, and I'm so thrilled to be alive. Mm. That's me in a nutshell.
Well, that's definitely a nutshell, because I know there's way more to it than that. But I appreciate you sharing, and one of the things that's so important when we align to our purpose, and for those of us who are listening to you right now, you know, we can all identify with things, and when we share our stories, it can inspire us to move forward. Just hearing someone say something that seems even relatively simple can really change someone's life. And to hear that you were, you know, experiencing depression for so long and then it just changed, right? That if that can happen for you, it can happen for others that are listening in right now as well. And knowing
Absolutely.
That it doesn't have to be forever.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing I usually share on a stage is my story. And mm-hmm. that's enough, because when we can hear someone else's story of triumph over adversity, it, like you just said, it spurs us on to action and to know that, okay, if they can overcome that. And depression was just one of many, many things that were falling apart in my life at the time. So I share all of that on the stage, and people just come up afterwards and they just say, wow, if you can do that, then I can definitely do this. And so a story is sometimes all it takes.
Mm-hmm. So the depression was a symptom of a whole series of events that had led up to that moment.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that really contributed to my depression was, I learned this when I was into Napoleon Hill's material. All my life, I had watched my mother struggle with depression, and then mm-hmm. I have six sisters, and they each suffered from depression because our entire lives we told each other, oh, it runs in the family, so we're going to get it one day. And so mm-hmm. little by little, you know, that's exactly what happened. And anyway, so yeah, the power of thinking is can be a good thing, and it can not work for us also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you're sharing this message on stage. So who do you speak to? Who's your audience? And what is the passion that you're sharing with them?
My audience is women and children, teenagers. Mm-hmm. I've mostly spoken with women, but this weekend starts a new path where I'm going to have large forums of teenagers and children all over the world that I get to talk to. And I am so excited about this new project, because if we can teach children at a young enough age that they have the power within them that they don't even think is possible, and that they can accomplish any goal, then I'm so excited to know and to see what our future generation will be like. And so this is just my baby. I can't wait to start this, and just, you know, because I know what it's like to be a struggling child. I got into drugs to feel included in the crowd. I did whatever it took. I was a follower. And if someone had come up to me and said, you know what, Lisa, you can be anything you want to be, and you can accomplish any dream and any goal, and you got to believe in yourself. My life would have turned out so differently, and I wouldn't have gone down some of the destructive roads I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thrilled to be able to make a change in this world with our kids.
Mm-hmm. So are you able to share more about that new venture?
I am not able to share a whole lot until after Monday, until I sign a bunch of contracts and things. Mm-hmm. And so I was a little sad about that, because I mm-hmm. asked the person in charge that yesterday. And but I would love to come on your show, you know, later on and share it all with you. But it's bigger. Here's the thing, Jennifer. Sometimes we don't, you know, we think we're big dreamers, but there's a higher power out there that says, you know what, it's even bigger than that. And I have had so many failures in this last 3 years that I kept getting up and moving forward on, and I would look up to the heavens sometimes and say, what the hell is going on? Why can't one of these things, you know, work out the way I planned? And now it's all become clear, because if they had, I wouldn't be going into this new venture that I am. And so, so there's someone out there that might know a little better than we do, is my belief. And so, yeah, I'm not able to share hardly any more, except that it's global. It's going to be incredible. And I can't wait to share it with you further in the future.
Wonderful. Well, before we take a break, we better let people know then how they can follow you so they can stay in touch with what's going on with you and all of the exciting projects. So, folks, if you visit www.lisawalker.org, you'll be able to join Lisa's community and follow her on this new journey. So with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Jennifer Longmore, your host of Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just tuning in now, we are with the extra special Lisa Walker of lisawalker.org. Before the break, she was telling us that she's on a very different path now, a very exciting path, and she's going to be keeping us posted when she comes back to visit us. So for now, we're going to talk about how Lisa got aligned to her soul purpose and messages that she can share with you to support you in not only finding your purpose, but really living your purpose. So, Lisa, what are you, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years from now?
Wow, you know, if you'd asked me that 2 months ago, it wouldn't have been nearly as remarkable as where I see myself now. You know, in the last couple of years, as I've been discovering my soul's purpose, I would have these flashes of genius, is what they call them, where I would see myself on stages all over the world, and I'd get back into my ego mind, and I would say, you know, who do you think you are that you can do this, and what do you possibly have to share with this world? And luckily, I never allowed my ego mind to win out, but it's all coming together. And I've been on stages, you know, not all over the world yet, but in other countries and, you know, several places in America. But 5 to 10 years from now, I see myself just living my soul's purpose by inspiring others to do the same. And, you know, not from an egotistical point of view, but just, you know, standing in my magnificence and my excellence. And, you know, when people look at my business card, and right after my name it says world changer and visionary, they say, wow, you know, you think so highly of yourself. And I used to kind of cringe and kind of apologize for that. But I tell you what, the more I put those words behind my name, the more the outside pictures are matching up with that.
Mm.
And so I encourage anyone out there listening to choose a word, a phenomenal, fantastic, you know, power-gripping word, and put it behind your name. Just do it. And at first it's going to seem uncomfortable and awkward, but the more you say it and do it, you're going to find that your outside pictures match what's going on the inside. And so 10 years from now, I'm going to be a rock star on stages all over this world, singing, inspiring, encouraging other kids to do the same. I'm going to have kids on stage with me. It's going to be brilliant.
I love that. What a great vision for yourself. And I absolutely love that tip. I think it's so fantastic.
Yeah,
bridging the gap, basically, between your future self and your present self.
Absolutely.
So are you putting Rockstar on your business card now?
Well, you know, one thing I do, the first thing I do with my clients, my coaching clients, is I encourage them to write out a power statement, and I share mine with them. And my power statement is, I am an impeccable and inspiring miracle maker who honors her inner child, rocks out the stage, and creates ripples that echo in heaven. And so, yes, I have ordered new business cards, and I have that on there.
Mm.
And I will hand those out with pride. I don't cringe anymore. I don't shrink into my smallness because I'm living it.
Mm.
So
that's amazing. I absolutely love that.
Mm-hmm.
So in 5 to 10 years, you're going to be rocking it out on stage, you're going to have kids on stage and so on, but what's really, you know, I understand your purpose, but, you know, years from now when you look back on what you've created, what do you want, what's the legacy that you want to leave?
Well, I believe every person was born for a purpose, to make some difference in this world, whether it's with your child or a friend, and I want to die leaving this world a better place for having lived it. And I know that sounds so trite and cliche, but I want people to look back and not necessarily know who I was, but be influenced in some way in a positive way in their lives for something that I did. And whether that's a book I write or a song I write or a speech I give or, you know, something I carry on to the future generation, I want it to live long after I have gone.
Mm. Beautiful. Don't you find that having a legacy or having a sense of the impact we want to have somehow keeps us going? It inspires us to just keep plugging away through some of those quote-unquote failures that you talked about. When we have our eye on the prize and we're really connected in with that big vision, it seems so much easier to, you know, overlook that when we know where we're headed.
I think it's absolutely essential. Yes, if you know that you want to leave a positive legacy, then that's always spinning in your mind, and you're always conjuring up ways to make that happen. And so it's always in the forefront. But yes, absolutely. It just goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that you work on with your coaching clients as well, to be looking at the legacy that they want to leave?
Yes. I ask them what they dreamt of being or doing as a child, because, you know, if you look at kids, okay, they're not closed-minded, they're not closed off to possibilities. They have these great big imaginations, and they think anything is possible. And so they have these big, hairy dreams, right? But the older that they get, who is the one that stomps those dreams? It's the adults, you know. We say to them, stop daydreaming, stop wasting your time looking at the clouds. I think we could learn so much from a child. And so that's what, you know, 3 years ago when I started my journey, I thought back to my childhood and what my big dream was as a child. And it was to be a theater actress. But I've done that, and it takes a lot of time away from my family. And so I thought, okay, I just need to give it a little twist. I still want to be on stage. I still want to make people laugh and happy, but I also want to leave a legacy. And so I thought I could just become a speaker. And so I take my clients through back to their childhood, and we really dig deep. And I believe so much of who we are today is because of things that happened in our childhood. And so we just revisit their childhood, the good and the bad, and we discover what their childhood dream was. And then we take, you know, we write down 3 initial steps that they can do this week to start moving towards that. And I teach them to dream big, bigger than they've ever imagined, just to be a child again, you know?
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. And I just want to interject here with that. I know we're not going to announce it now because we want to encourage people to keep listening to our show, but you do have a very special gift that you're going to be giving away on our show as it relates to your coaching services. So we're going to announce that later on in the show, but it's definitely something you're going to want to stay listening live to so that you can hear this amazing offer that Lisa has for you. It's really, really exciting. So I had no idea, Lisa, that you were a theater actress.
Well, I did a lot of community theater, and I won my little Oscar, you know. but, yeah, that's always been a passion. I love being on the stage. I love stepping into characters. It's fun.
So what was your favorite part to play?
Oh, my goodness. I played the White Witch in The Lion, the King, and the Wardrobe. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And that was a spectacular role. I got to be evil and wicked, and that's what I won my award for. And, you know, my family jokes, and they said, you know, you practiced a lot at home over the years, so you've really perfected that role. And they were kidding. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was a phenomenal role to play.
Mm-hmm. If you could put it into one sentence, what did playing that role give you? How did you grow from that?
Oh, my goodness.
I know, I'm throwing out the tough questions.
It gave me determination and tenacity, because that witch was determined to destroy everyone in her wake, and but in a positive way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Perseverance and tenacity.
It sounds like she may have even played a role in where you're headed now.
You are absolutely right. I never picked up on that.
Based on, you know, what you've been describing so far. How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I love hearing stories like this. We all have such interesting lives, don't we? We all have a story to tell. Do you remember that show that Oprah used to do where she would talk about how everyone has a story?
Yeah.
It was years ago. It was back in the 90s, I think. And she would bring on this guy, and some people didn't believe they had a story, and some people were like, yeah, I have a story. And this guy would come in like a minute and summarize your whole life story, and you'd think, holy cow, that person sounds so fascinating.
I remember that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go into their homes and film them in their homes. And yes, and I always loved those. And, yeah, we think we're so boring and not unique, and but everyone does have a story, a compelling one.
All these twists and turns. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear about more twists and turns with Lisa Walker when we come back from our break. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert and host of Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just tuning in, we are with the wonderful, fantastic Lisa Walker of Lisa Walker www.thepowerfullylifeinitiative.org. And we've been talking about her purpose and her mission and her legacy and even a bit of information about acting. So, Lisa, I'm sure you know this, and I know this, and perhaps others listening as well, is that we all knowingly and unknowingly have these role models that inspire us, teachers, children, famous people, people that are just, you know, like you and I, that inspire us to do great things. And I'm curious to know if you had anyone like that in your life.
You know, I had several, you know, well-known people, Debbie Ford and Wayne Dyer, but also I have a sister who just, when she has made up her mind to do something in her life, there is just no stopping her. And I remember, you know, she's 3 years younger than I am, which is a big gap when you're younger growing up, and I would, you know, I was a follower. She would rather stand alone than to give in to her compromise any morals or ethics. And I always wondered, you know, gosh, you know, why can't I be born? Why wasn't I born that way? And, you know, going into her adult life, she went on to medical school. She, you know, and I was a mother. I was a very young mother. I got married at 18. And just always wondered why she had gotten that gene and I hadn't. And then I had an epiphany one day that, you know what, I can do that. I can be that. And, you know, as I'm telling you this right now, I don't know that I have ever told her what an inspiration she was to me. And so I'm going to do that today. But she has been one of my greatest role models. And I'm getting emotional. She is just the epitome of tenacity and perseverance, and I'm so blessed to be related to this woman.
Mm. That's beautiful. Is she listening today?
Nope, she is at work. She works, she's at the doctor's office.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it's so beautiful. It's such a gift, isn't it, to share with people, you know, what they mean to us and how they've transformed our lives. It's,
you know,
beautiful
it
to receive it. It's also beautiful to give it.
Right. And, you know, how I used to be was I would see someone succeed. I would see someone have a beautiful outfit on, and I'd get very jealous and envious. And now I'm completely the opposite. And I cheer people on to their greatest successes, and I only get receive joy when I see someone, you know, happy and living the life of their dreams. And when you can switch that, oh my goodness, the whole world opens up. When you can realize that there's enough for everyone and there's no limit to what each of us can have and do, and so now that you just said that, I wonder if that's why I never did tell her she was an inspiration and why I can't wait to tell her now, because I had envy and jealousy before, and now I can thank her with deep, sincere gratitude for being who she is.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I also wonder, too, I don't know if you have this experience, I certainly have this, where in my head I can think wonderful things, and I forget that I haven't said them out loud.
Yes.
They're such present thoughts for me that I don't even know that I haven't expressed them. They just seem so obvious to me that I've assumed that I've actually told the person what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling, but I haven't actually done it.
Right, and then, you know, every once in a while, do you have this experience where you'll say, well, I told you you were awesome. I told you that was a great performance. And they'll say, no, you didn't.
Well,
I sure thought it.
Yeah,
I
that's
thought
called
it enough,
telepathic
but I thought I
communication.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, the next thing you can teach is mind reading. You'd make a lot of money at that.
Yes, I would.
We're all so good at that. It's so beautiful. And, you know, just this weekend I had some people appreciate me in a way that was unexpected. And I still get choked up by those things because I feel like I'm just showing up and being me, and I have no idea the impact that, you know, a smile or a comment or a question can have on people. And we all have that ability. And some people are just so moved by it, they can't help but share that, you know, that emotion and that gratitude.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, am I really worthy of all this praise? I'll have clients email me or something, and, you know, and just say, you know, that one step you had me take changed everything in my life, and I can never thank you enough. And I think, oh my goodness, stop. I'm just being who I'm supposed to be. And, but I'm learning to take that with gratitude and, you know, and appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a suggestion. Let's create the Lisa Walker movement. And today, for all of us that are listening, we're each going to, by the end of today, reach out to someone who has touched us, who has made an impact in our lives, and really from our heart genuinely thank them and be specific in acknowledging exactly how they've inspired us to be the person that we are.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I officially declare this Lisa Walker Movement Day.
Okay, Lisa Walker Movement Day. Wow. Okay, I'm stepping into that. Okay, I'm owning it. Yes, people, go out there and do that. It can make all the difference. There have been many days where I've just been having a bad day and wondering, you know, I just feel like I'm treading water, and I'll get a phone call or an email from someone thanking me, and it's just what I needed in that moment. Just bring me on. So you never know what it can do for someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, and perhaps other people listening know, that I have created this thing called Shout Out Tuesdays on Facebook, and it really came from a loving place of seeing how certain people were showing up in that space and how other people were not, and I'm talking on a professional level. And because certain professionals were showing up in a way that was so unprofessional, it made it so much easier to see these beacons of light rise to the top and just be inspirational and keep a positive energy and you know, celebrate people such as yourself. And I wanted to just thank people. And then all of a sudden it has now turned into this weekly thing because people love it so much. And it's amazing to me how much of an impact what seems like a small gesture on my part, it's made such a huge impact to people. I had no idea.
Well, let me tell you, the day you had me as one of your Shout Out Tuesday people was a low moment. I'd had some really crushing news the day before, and, you know, I wasn't even going to get on Facebook that day, and I thought, oh, what the heck? I have nothing else to do. I'm wallowing in misery here. And you had me posted on your Shout Out Tuesday post, and it made a huge difference. And so, yeah, see, something as tiny as that may be to you, because, you know, if you think about it, you're saying that Shout Out Tuesday, I want to honor these people who make a difference. You know, it's just a few sentences, but Jennifer, it turned so many things around for me that day, and I felt so honored and revered to be on Jennifer Longmore's wall, and then, you know, the other women that were in my company on that day, I was just like, wow, okay, I can keep going. Mm. So it's a gift to so many,
And people have done the same for me, and the person giving it, you know, I do it with love, and it definitely doesn't capture the you know, vastness of of the love and appreciation I feel, it's just a small little token that I seem to be able to do at that moment. But I've also been on the receiving end of that as well, and I know the power of the appreciation. So that's why it seems fitting, based on the story that you shared earlier, that we all just take a moment and think about who we want to really celebrate today and thank, and just go and do it. There's no time like the present, and certainly we don't want to be in a situation where we wished we had it, and then it's, you know, the time has passed and it's too late to do that. So I just want to remind folks who are listening, if you're just tuning in as well, Lisa has a very special offer, and we're going to announce it after our commercial break. So make sure you stay tuned in, because there's something special that she wants to announce. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for SoulPurposeCentral.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. I'm so thrilled you're here. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking with the one and only Lisa Walker of lisawalker.org. And Lisa is many things. Most importantly, she's a mom. But she's also a life coach, an international speaker, author, visionary, and world changer. And I mentioned earlier in the show that she has a very special offer for those of you that are listening to Soul Purpose Central Live. So, Lisa, would you like to share what that is?
Absolutely. I would like to offer any of your viewers a one-hour complimentary coaching session with no strings attached. If you never call me again, it's totally fine. I live for this. It's so much fun. And so all you have to do to get this is just email me at info@lisawalker.org or just go on my website and you can go onto the contact page and do it from there. And we'll set up a time that works for both of us and see what comes from it.
Wonderful. So do they need to mention that they were listening to the show or anything else?
Yes,
in there?
Yes. Thank you, Jen.
Okay.
just let me know that you you heard about this on Jennifer Longmore's radio show. Yes, absolutely. Put that in the subject line, and then I'll know that it's a free one.
Yeah, Soul Purpose Central or Jennifer Longmore's show, however you want to word it, info@lisawalker.org. So Lisa, that's very generous, especially since you're such a gifted coach, and I know that you have very limited time in your calendar. The fact that you're offering that is a huge, huge gift. So folks, you're definitely going to want to take her up on that offer if that resonates for you. So I know that you're really passionate about helping women and you're really passionate about helping kids. If you had a woman and a child sitting in front of you right now, if you knew that women and children were listening right now that needed to hear your message, what would you want to share with them?
Well, I would first tell the adult that they can probably learn a lot more from the child than the other way around. To start young, to teach your children, to ignite their passion, to discover their soul's purpose. I think we spend decades wasted where we could be living our truth, living the person we were destined to become. And for the child to never shut out their imagination, to never stop dreaming, no matter what the teachers or the parents tell you, it's essential to living a life full of possibilities and success.
Mm. Beautiful. So there's obviously a reason why you have that message, and I know before you were talking about, you know, feeling that you had certain failures in your life. So is that tied into that?
Absolutely.
Where that comes from?
Yes. You know, like I mentioned earlier, someone had told me as a child, you know, and my mother always told us, you can become anything you want to be, but I don't think my mother ever became everything she dreamed of being. And so I kind of had that, you know, she would tell me one thing, but she wasn't, I don't think she felt that that was an option for her.
Mm.
And so anyway, I grew up with a very low self-esteem because of something some kids at school had said to me one time. And it led to so many unfulfilled dreams and failures in my life. And so, yes, this really touches close to my heart. It really hits home here. And I want to do everything I can to prevent another child from having to go through what I did. It has helped to make me the person I am today, but my goodness, there's got to be a less painful way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't wait to get out there on the road and just be one-on-one with, you know, these children in a setting where we can just be honest and I can just spark that passion within them, because I have a gift for doing that. I can get someone to recognize the greatness within themselves.
Mm.
And so I take that very seriously. And I'm just anxious to get out there and start doing this.
Well, definitely can hear the passion in your voice. So what do you feel is missing in our world today?
Oh, where do I begin? Okay, so I think technology is a great thing, right? We've had
mm-hmm.
so many advances that, I mean, even 10 years ago, I couldn't have conjured up in my mind. But so I went to dinner the other night with my sister, and at the next table was a family, a mother and a father and their two young sons. And the young sons each had their Nintendo DSs with them. So they're each playing a video game. They're not communicating with each other at all. I'm sure they brought it to keep them quiet. They were about 7, 8 years old. And that just felt like someone had punched me in the gut. I thought, wow, have we really come to this? We do not communicate anymore. You know, we text each other. I'm guilty of that too. I'll text my daughter upstairs to come down, call up to her. We're not communicating. And when we're not communicating, we're not teaching effective tools. In fact, what we're doing is teaching our children that they aren't important enough to talk to or communicate with. And so that's one of the things that I feel is missing in this world. And that's why I can't wait to get out on that road and teach these children that we've got to open up this communication. We're raising a generation where kids are not going to know how to go into a job interview or how to communicate with adults or anything. And so that's just one thing that I feel is missing greatly in our world.
Very powerful. And I would say that technology is a form of communication. It's just not, it doesn't serve us in our high-touch communications.
Right.
And that, you know, we need to find another way to be communicating with each other so that we're really connecting it on a heart level.
Perfect. Of course, I would leave it to you to sum it up so perfectly and eloquently.
That was
what
really
I tried to do
plan.
In 2 minutes, you did in one sentence.
Well, we do communicate through technology, and it allows you and I to have this, being on in totally different countries to connect in on a live radio show. It allows us to connect with people in India and, you know, have chats and different places all around the world. And yet, there is a real calling, and I've noticed this amongst my colleagues, that we feel we need to be moving beyond technology, or I shouldn't even say technology, moving beyond computers and picking up the phone again and calling people and saying, hi, how are you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while. How's your coaching program going?
Right. And that sounds so foreign to me. I know I used to do that, but
I know.
That it's like, you know, I choose texting because it's quicker, or an email. I'll shoot an email. Or, you know, when's the last time you wrote a handwritten card? I mean, does anyone do that anymore?
I do that.
You do? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I write cards to my clients, especially if, you know, they've had some big accomplishment. I like to send them a little something-something in the mail, because I know that we usually, when we open our mailbox, we are expecting bills. We're not expecting something, you know, that's just encouraging or whatever. But yeah, I do that. I mean, certainly I can't do that with everyone, right? But I do that with my VIP clients for sure.
Right.
And I would actually, you know, let's revise the Lisa Walker movement and say that not only are we going to reach out to someone to thank them, but we're going to send it through a nice handwritten card.
Yes.
And mail it to them.
Yes.
Or
yes,
hand it to them.
That's a challenge for me too. Yes. So I will definitely pick up the Lisa Walker movement.
Wonderful. Well, Lisa, it's been so amazing to have you on today, and I know there's so much more that we can talk about, and I'd love to have you back on once you're able to talk about this big mission that you're going on. But for now, just as a reminder, if you're wishing to take Lisa up on her very generous offer, she's offering a complimentary one-hour coaching session. All you need to put in the headline in the email is Jennifer Longmore's show or Soul Purpose Central or something to show that you've been listening today, and email her info@lisawalker.org. So from now until next week, I wish you all a fantastic day, a fantastic week, and I look forward to touching base with you all next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-281.